Today is a Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. Welcome to episode 90. Can you believe it's 90? Of Rural Reliance with Candy Cup. I'm Julia.
And I'm Aaron.
We're a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day to merge homesteading and frugality to reduce our dependencies on outside sources.
Yeah, so we did something new.
We did.
And some of you all might have seen us.
Yeah.
If we
didn't know you were sorry.
Yes, after we came back, we figured out we missed Carrie Brown.
Yep.
We was communicating via email and didn't know he was there.
So today we're talking about our first homestead conferences. This is something we've been wanting to do for a long time.
Well, probably for a couple of years. But it was
only, I couldn't.
It was only practical now with Isabel.
Yeah.
So we
and even then we have to look at certain things. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So we went to two, and we have another one coming up that we're going to. It's within driving distance. The first one we went to was the
Bushcraft Homestead and Preparedness Expo in Hinman, Kentucky.
Yes.
I had to put it up over here on the screen because I knew I couldn't remember all those words.
Right. And then the other one was the
Kentucky Sustainable Living Homesteading and Preparedness Festival.
Yeah. So we went to both of those, had a really good time, enjoyed meeting a lot of people. It was just very good. It was a very good experience.
So the first one we went to,
Vastly different. They were vastly different.
Think of the Kentucky...
Like a
Kentucky Sustainable Living was closer to a homesteading one. Our definition of homesteading.
Yes. The preparedness one
was...
reminded me of a craft show, like, for preparedness. Like, if you were to go to a craft show, like a craft festival, but your focus is on being on preparedness, that's what it reminded me of. It really did. There were some classes and things like that, but it was different.
Right. So that one there was our first one.
It was our first one.
And it was about two hours?
And yeah, about 2 hours.
A little over 2 hours. I think 2 hours and 20 minutes or so drive for us. So not too far, and something in that driving distance is good practice as well.
With the little one.
To see what else we needed or what we think we might need.
So when we look at these things, it's something we have to look at. First off is distance. Kentucky Sustainable Living, we had to figure it out. Lodging, if we were going to be there for more than one day, it's a bit of a hike for us.
One was 4 hours and like 40 minutes with a time change too.
And, you know, we also have to think about trips with the little one. She's a toddler. Toddler parents are going to understand what we're saying. They have so much energy and you can't keep them cooped up into a vehicle. So we got to see a lot of grocery stores.
That's
what we would do.
So it was like, okay, we need to stop somewhere soon. Oh, wait. Hey, there's an IGA grocery store. So we literally walked around it and then up and down every single aisle.
But it was great for her. It burned so much energy. And if you saw us at Kentucky Sustainable Living, I'm sure you saw me walking the baby across the top because she's so much energy. And if I don't find an outlet for her to burn that energy,
then she's fussy. Screams and hollers.
Yeah, that, like a toddler does. So her favorite outlet is to walk. That is her best outlet. She loves to walk. It's what she wants to do. She wants to walk. She wants to pick up leaves and toys and things like that. That is her biggest outlet to release energy. So we promote that. We push that. And we really found out with this trip that that's really best.
With the 4 hour.
With the 4 hour one.
2 hour one, honestly, they're going, we went early enough in the morning where she was still tired, but there wouldn't have been hardly any place or any place we were comfortable stopping with because we
wouldn't have been good places to walk on the way that we went.
Now, if we had went around
another way,
Pikeville to Prestonsburg around that way, then it would, we would have had plenty of places.
Right, because it's, we don't want to be intrusive. Like, it's why we picked a grocery store. If you buy something, great. If you don't, okay.
Right.
I mean, they don't.
We stopped at a Walmart.
You know. We stopped at Walmart. That's a really good place. The other thing we had to consider before we ever did one of these was the budget.
Yes. Budget was everything. Well, let's go.
What do you want to talk about first?
Go back to distance all second. So, we, at the beginning of the year, come up with a list of, okay, here's all of the ones that we're expecting this year.
Yes.
Homesteading conferences. Then we look at it and see which ones make the most sense for us.
The distance, the price. And we don't just have to consider homesteading festivals that we want to go to. We also have to look at our other part of our life, our side hustles, our picking business. Do we want to go to yard sales and all of these things as well? We have to look at how long is it going to take? What do we have? Will we have to get a room, or do we have to find a campground?
Yeah.
Something of that nature. We have to look at all of these things.
So that's what we did. So we had two counters going, one for our picking and one for homesteading festivals. And we sort of planned out the year at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
You know, I know there's other ones we definitely want to go to. It's just until she gets a little bit older, not yet.
Not yet. We're close, though. We're getting there. I mean, it's still a couple of years. We want to go to Self-Reliance.
Mm-hmm.
It just can take time for us to get there.
Well, yes. We've got to her listening a little bit more to us
as
well.
Yes, with the animals. That was the crying. My baby was the one that cried when we left the petting zoo.
Yep.
Bald. You thought we would, Lordy mercy. So, but part of that, we also look at the budget. Like, what could we budget for? What do we need to be prepared for? It was too cold for us to go camping. So,
well, with our camping setup, we don't have heater or air conditioning.
Right.
So, besides what the van itself does, but we don't have anything installed extra. I mean, we have a few things to keep cooler, but nothing to keep
warm. We have a little heater.
I mean, it might work, but we needed to do a closer trip with her in the van before, you know, a 2 or 3 day weekend with the screaming baby in your ear all night long, you know.
And we also have got to figure out, like, the sleeping. She is a self sleeper. We aren't co sleepers.
Yeah.
She wouldn't like it anyways. Mm-hmm. She likes her space. So trying to figure out that arrangement in the van where we built it really for, we did think baby phase, we thought more older phase because they don't stay toddlers and babies forever. And that's where we're struggling with the, what size pack and play do we need for her to sleep in that she can't climb out of?
Yeah.
That's kind of where we are at this stage because she's such a good self-sleeper. I mean, it's amazing. She will not go sleep at all. Mm-hmm. But had to budget, had to look at all this. The distance comes into play, food comes into play. All of these things that we look at, and we do have a budget for these kind of events,
we do a sinking budget for travel. Mm-hmm. So these for us would fall into the travel category. Mm-hmm. So we have to take that into consideration. Okay, is this all we're doing this year, or are we doing something else? You know, so we got to think about it from that perspective as well.
Absolutely, because we always want to keep that budget padded in case there's something we decide we want to do later on in the year. And hopefully we're at a point, like, this is our first year where we've had flexibility to do these kinds of things.
Yeah.
We're really hoping.
Well, since
I didn't have that flexibility, it just didn't work with how I'm built. So, but now that we have that flexibility, we're really trying to maximize and get out there. So, what did we learn from these events?
We made a lot of great connections.
We did. We met a lot of really nice people. Wonderful people.
Yes. I will say we didn't meet too many at the first event. Couple connections made, but it was, what I do at the events is, if nothing else, I try to pick up as many business cards as I can to follow everyone on social media.
Yep.
to support them in any way that, that I can, we can, you know, share their stuff, etc. That is one thing I try to do, if nothing else. So, but the first one, you know, met a couple of people, a couple of good products. You know, I got myself some really good beard butter that seems to have done pretty good. And that they traveled all the way. Was it Illinois?
Something like that.
They were a long ways away for this festival.
Like it was crazy.
Like they would have been one. I would be worried that they didn't make enough to cover their trip. So you know,
but very, very amazing product. But then there were others where we would try to buy the product. And we would stand at the booth.
So I had one. Yes. So I had one there. I wanted this bar of...
It was a little balm. It's a cream.
A cream for rashes. Thought I'd try it with poison ivy. Could not find anyone to buy it from there. You know, even came back later. Came back a couple of times. Not even around. They didn't have anything, you know...
Like a self-checkout. Like
do a PayPal and pick up your product or something. Because they didn't have their products priced. That one was priced. They were priced. But we did see a few that didn't have their products priced at that first event, too.
It was just very interesting, the first one was. But the second, the sustainable living, we had a lot of connections. It was a lot of connections. It was very...
Met a lot of people from freesteading and a lot that we follow videos from.
Yep.
So, and we got to meet Toolman Tim and Nicole.
Yeah.
William. And William, too. But we were just on, you know, Toolman Tim's and Nicole's like a week and a half before that, two weeks.
Something like that.
So, I mean, it was fresh... You know, connections on those. But we wish we'd really got to talk to Kerry Brown, too, because we were... Toolman Tim introduced us to him, and we were talking via email. Didn't even realize we were both there, you know.
Nope. Felt awful about that.
Yes.
It was a really awesome learning opportunity.
It was.
They had some really great So the first one had classes. It was hard for us to figure out where or when the classes were, but that could have been us or
it could have been. But like the ones that were supposed to be going on outside didn't seem like they were happening.
They didn't. We couldn't find them.
So like there was one. What was the one we were looking for there at the first one that we wanted to go to so bad? Oh, it was the Dutch oven cooking.
Yeah.
We couldn't find it. It was one of the Ice Road Trucker guys.
Or was Dutch Oven Maintenance, something like that. Something. I was looking for tips.
But we couldn't even find him. So we're not even sure if he even showed up at that event. That was one thing that they didn't have was a schedule of events to hand out.
They did, but it was up front, but you didn't have like something you could pull out and find and look at.
We didn't have cell signal.
No.
Not at that one. That one was out there. But the Kentucky Stamble Living one, they gave us the thing so we could see when everything was going on. And they announced it before things were going on as well, which was really nice. So you didn't miss one of those events.
Yeah, if you were looking for one in particular. It was very nice. We learned a lot of Kentucky Sustainable.
We did. Especially Williams one. I had so many notes. Like I'm like, okay, here's this thing in notes, and I actually need to transfer those to something else because right now we just have them still in text messages.
So great opportunity to get classes. And then they also will expand because we actually went talk to William afterwards. Aaron had a question and they were talking about fungus and we mentioned our grapevines, which we've talked about on our podcast,
right.
And we're like, would this work for our grapevines? And he's like, well, what do you have? And he's like, yeah, I got to be a sunny day. Like, okay, well, we're going to try this. Mm-hmm. Because that was just, you get these little snippets. Aaron, you know, he got a snippet on a first aid tool for Isabel.
Yes, from Chuck Peoples there at Homestead Medical. great little device. He said, you know, you don't want to use a tourniquet on a small kid because you could break their, you know, bones and stuff. So he had this other one here that he suggested for it. And hey, I'm going to keep that one on me at all times, you know.
And we know where it is in the house and everything for if we need it for. So we learned a lot, learned so much. It was really amazing. You get so much inspiration from one of these things. I am inspired, and I know things that I'm doing. And, you know, even things that were already on our plan kind of shifted my focus a bit. Like, we might not get to certain projects because we really need to focus on our watering systems and getting those set up. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to take a long time. It's just going to be, we actually need to get focused and get these in place.
Right.
We've put these off too long.
Yes, and I will say from the business side of things, getting a lot of this going has been my main focus. We've been working on our idea chart of things. So it's, you know, it always gives us something to do, something to think about, or how we can improve stuff that we see.
Absolutely. How we can make ourselves better. So it's very inspiring. It gives you ideas. You might not do it the exact same way. We would be the first ones to tell you our homestead's not going to look anything like yours. Yours isn't going to look anything like ours because our needs are different. My homestead family needs are vastly different from that of, you know, just Coffee Three Rivers. We don't have the same needs. My baby can drink milk. She can't have milk in her house. She can't have dairy in her house.
And we've only got one kid.
And we've got one kid. So our needs are vastly different. Completely different. Yeah. And we build our homestead, and we hope that we tell you to build your homestead based off of your needs. Not what you see on other people's homesteads.
Right.
Not what you hear, but what your needs are to actually make those decisions. And I really think it's really, you know, they inspire you to really think outside the box, kind of focus on it, you know, how can I make my life better? How can I take this information and apply it to our situation?
Yeah.
It was very busy. It was so busy. I was worn out. I needed a vacation.
Besides trying to do all this, trying to make connections, trying to go to the things, she was trying to walk Isabel at the same time. And we skipped naps.
Yeah.
On just Saturday. No, Sunday too?
Sunday too.
She didn't take one before we got to the... Okay, no. Okay, so, yeah, so we skipped naps for 2 days too. So if that tells you anything, yeah.
I mean, it was what it was at that point. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things. For me, it was very busy. I really had Aaron focusing on making connections and meeting people and talking to people while I managed Isabel. It's more managing and maintaining, keeping her calm and collected. And again, just focusing on her energy outlet, which is, you know, to walk.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Find your toddler's energy outlet. What is it? Ours is to walk. And it's what she wants to do.
And it's always been to walk.
It's always been to walk. Like, you could take her to a playground and, nope, I'm going to walk.
Just walk around the playground.
It's always been that way. She gets it from her mama. The vendors.
There was a lot of vendors at both events. First one, like we said, more toward the preparedness. There was a few people that had some bushcraft stuff, but not as much as I was hoping. There was a couple of people had, you know, some fire starter design things that you saw and some dry backpacks, you know, stuff like that. They did have some more commercialized vendors.
There were a lot more commercialized ones at the first one versus the second one. But they were definitely more focused on that preparedness mindset. Like, if you were a prepper, this was like your dream to go to all these tables and find things. That's really what they focused on was preppers. You saw a lot of MREs.
But there was a lot of,
A lot of books. So many books.
But they also had, you know, some people selling elderberry syrup.
They did. They had tinctures, stuff like that. And herbals.
The person that had the woven baskets.
Yes, those were beautiful. I was this close. His blue and purple dyed one. If I ever see her again and I ever see one, I might just go ahead and get it.
We didn't pick up a card from them either.
It was pretty. It's pretty. It was this dark bluish green and has some purple in the wood. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Yeah. So the first one, they had a lot of that type of stuff. I can't remember. What was the main guy that was there? As you see, I'm trying to look for his name. He wasn't American, right? I don't think so. Gosh, of course it's going to kill me that I can't think of his name.
Hey, whoever it was, you can go look it up online.
Yeah, so, but he had a lot of stuff that was built toward the bushcraft type of stuff. He had a specialized tent for that. There wasn't as many like homesteading things or anything with that one. Even though it did say homesteading in the title, it was more of a preparedness one.
It wasn't a homesteading. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't.
But the second one, the Kentucky Sustainable Homestead Living Preparedness one, there was a lot of homesteading stuff.
It was
there.
Focused on homesteaders. Right.
And a lot of vendors designed toward the homesteading spectrum, and a lot of stuff you're not going to find, you know, unless you're specifically looking for it, probably online.
Yeah, I didn't really pick out a lot of stuff at the first one, but I did get like a real cowhide purse at this one for super crazy price. It was $20 for this little purse, and Aaron told Tim about it, and he's like, what? That was a steal. It was a really good price. It was really focused on homesteading. Yeah. If you were looking for special homesteading gear, like, they know, the vendors there knew what homesteaders are looking for.
And there was even a ham radio. There was supposed to be a ham radio one at the first one, too, but like the local county one, but I never saw them. But there was ham radio at both, supposed to have been at both events, but there was at the Kentucky Sustainable Living, and they had you could buy ham radios and stuff at that as well.
Yep, that was Aaron's thing. And there was plants, the plants, you could do your own fruit tree guild from there. That was one of the things that William talked about. He's like, he's got everything you need. And we had everything that he had already, even the honey berries, because he hadn't had any yet. And it was kind of crazy. It's like, well, what do you think of them?
Yeah. So, but we'll do a video on honey berries coming up as well.
We could get to them.
Yeah.
I cleaned that up. So, will we go again?
Yes, definitely. Like I said, we still have one more we're going to. It's going to be
first spring. We don't know if we're going to any of the fall yet. We're still trying to decide.
Right. This one here is one of the farm where you live ones. So we're trying to see, you know, which ones we like, what type of ones make the most sense for us. So we're experimenting to begin with, but this one's one that's within 2 hours driving range as well for us, so one that we'll definitely be interested in, per se.
Yep, absolutely, and they've got a really large list of speakers.
Yes.
For this one, and I think a big vendor list too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really big vendor list. Well, what did you get the most from these events?
Probably connection wise for me, it was a lot of connections made, or connections of connections made, for example. But definitely something that, you know, we definitely see again in our future.
Absolutely. I would agree. Meeting people that, you know, we've only seen or talked to off the internet. It's different in person. I will say this is where I'm probably the most out of my element. I'm better on camera than I am in person. It's hard to get me out of my turtle shell, which is cool. It's what we have Aaron for. He's the connections dude. But it was very good to meet a lot of people and to meet people that we wanted to be for a really long time. Mm.
Is that your final thoughts? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you've got any questions, comments, anything you want to see in a future episode, you can send it over to thekennycouple@yahoo.com. Make sure to go over and check out our link tree, which has all of our other content, and it's right down below here now as well. As always,
thank you for joining us on Rural Reliance with the Canny Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.